I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 20. Oh. 320 Blazer, am I right?
Yeah, boy. Episode 20.
Oh. Must be the series 3 than the episode 20, mate.
But yeah, season 3, episode 20.
I mean, no, we've established that. That's already been said literally about 30 seconds ago. I mean, we've said about 5 things and you've repeated one
sometimes
of them.
Sometimes I like to repeat things.
Who is it? It's Tom Looney.
Sorry.
It's Tom Looney, ladies and gentlemen. We have started.
Yeah.
And so far, it's been rip-roaring, hasn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, it's been constant.
Non-stop. So far, I said...
Hey! I didn't mean to do this to you.
It was going really well. I said it was Series 3, Episode 20. Ryan repeated that. And then you two came in.
Nice.
This week, I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, Ryan.
Tom Looney.
Hey.
Looney.
Yeah.
Looney.
Hello. All right.
Looney. Bit subdued, that.
No, that's what they've come to expect.
No.
More of that coming up.
You don't know what the viewers want week to week.
Fuck me.
They're crazy, these guys.
I'm so consistent, mate.
Keep them hooked to the end.
And Max, the myth, Smith.
Hello there! Yes!
Cheers, guys.
First things first. Ryan,
yeah.
Last week your great comment,
which I did.
I did that before, but with cum,
yeah,
has been a massive hit online.
Yeah,
well done, Ryan.
Thank you, cum boy.
You're gonna wear sort of like someone who has a dog, cum boy.
Oh, cum boy, come on, yeah.
You're just thinking of something that comes on boys, and a paedophile with a dog. That's what you're thinking. That's where your head goes. Anyway, Ryan, what would you like to say to your newfound fans?
Thanks very much for. Laughing at the comment and laughing at the expense that I...
Oh, you spent a lot on that?
Go on, I'm interested.
That wasn't your cum,
right,
you bought that.
What I was trying to say is laughing at my expense.
Yeah?
I don't think
they were.
Think?
Well...
I wasn't.
I did put myself in the situation, but... Mm. Yeah, just cheers, yeah?
Well done, Ryan.
Yeah, well
really
done.
Cheers, thank you. That's me.
More of that, please.
Tom, what have you been up to this week?
Just been getting back into running. I've booked a run.
You just run sporadically, don't you?
I've looking at a run.
Yeah.
I say I've booked one. I've decided between a couple at the moment.
Nice.
In and around October. Either a 10K or a half marathon.
Do you know what I don't get is, why do you have to pay to do like a charity run? Do you know, like when it's the marathon or something?
Yeah.
You just pay to do it. You should get that money back when you finish, I reckon.
Well, I guess it goes into the production of it, putting it on, so that you're not spending money.
It's just a road, isn't it?
But you've got to pay.
It costs money to push it on, yeah.
People to come in and put fences up.
You get
volunteer,
a medal,
mate.
You get some water.
Yeah, water boys. Nope.
Yeah.
And girls. Oh, you're such a misogynist.
What about the cum boys?
Shame yourself, eh?
They have a great marathon.
Yeah, they really do.
Ryan, how was TGI's at the bank holiday?
Yeah, busy. We had a...
That's a really specific question. Mine was so vague.
I spoke about that. Do you know what? It was busy in the week, but on the actual weekend...
struggling, man.
I thought it'd be so easy to answer.
Because everyone had come out in the week.
I was on a plate then.
No, what was it? Sorry, I didn't get any of that.
So, yeah, come. Apologies.
Saturday and
Don't make him repeat it. Fucking hell.
Sorry, we'll need this for the edit. Go again.
Drivel FM.
Saturday and Sunday wasn't that busy.
Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Lugg there, everybody.
It's like a window into his life.
Have you installed Tinder?
No, not yet. Not yet.
A lot of not yet's on this podcast. Yeah.
What are you waiting for in life? What are you doing?
I don't know. Yeah? I just feel,
It's going to pass you by.
Ready.
Before you know it, you're going to be 70, still alone.
I'm just not ready to get back out there.
We'll be busy.
Assistant manager at best of the bar. Dave will be your manager.
Assistant to the assistant manager.
Dave's kids are working there.
Oh,
and so are the mums.
Boss me around.
And you've shagged them all.
Not the kids. Nope.
Sure.
Not the
kids. Sure. Ryan, I remember a while ago we spoke about your TikTok, and I've been tagging you in any podcast one because you've got a TikTok. I thought I'll tag it. How many have you made?
Made one so far.
Did you make one, or did you repost someone else's?
I've technically reposted yours and then didn't even put a caption or anything in it.
Fuck.
I gave you another idea. You haven't done that.
Yeah, no, I haven't done it. Do you know what it is? Maybe it is an excuse, but I'm using waiting for my new phone as an excuse because I just don't know how to use TikTok.
So you're being honest that you're using excuses.
you're waiting for a new phone.
Yeah. And I could just go out and get my new phone.
You might just make excuses. You four, by the way.
Just make excuses.
There we go. Moving on.
Well, what have you been up to, Stephen? You've been doing more than we have.
I went to London and filmed for Sky Cinema for their new series. Thanks, guys. I was presenting and I thought, I'm going to learn this as much as I can, so I'm not looking at the cards. And I felt like I was doing stand-up again, so I had it all in my head. Again, real nervous about doing that. And I was thinking, whilst I may have got the lines right, all my mind is saying is... Oh, what's the next word? So I'm probably presenting like a robot, lacking that Philip Schofield pizzazz that I need in life. But I wrote some jokes. That was good. They had to be Sky Cinema friendly, because I've worked for other people and they were a bit more out there and outrageous. Because the show is called Star Catchers. The first joke I wrote was a fun fact. That was the original name for Operation Yew Tree. In it? Star Catchers, because they got a lot of celebrities that were paedophiles.
Yeah, caught them.
A bit too close to home for that, isn't it? Sorry, mate. Sorry.
Still thinking about Dave's family.
Go on, Ryan.
No, I was just going to say, remember when I said that cum thing, I was a paedophile at the time.
Oh. What?
But I've changed.
What?
Now I'm just a racist.
Have I lost something? You were a paedophile and you've...
As that character.
Oh, was a character.
Yeah. And that now, you know, you keep making jokes.
I don't think you were.
No, you weren't.
He was just
I didn't realise that the show had moved on.
That was the week before with Dave. And you're a priest.
But you were a paedophile last week. Fair enough. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, we've got a great line there.
Do you know when I ask at the start?
Yeah, sorry.
Interesting fact. Yeah. At the time.
Sorry. I have mixed
up. You can't blame it on paedophilia.
I have mixed up.
You're now giving paedophiles a worse name.
Of course, this was back in 2006.
Anyway. Sky Cinema on YouTube. Check it out. I'll be presenting on there. The next ones I'm doing are specials, which is good.
It's exciting.
Yeah. It's good. It's good fun though. Now it's time for complaints.
Yay.
Dear Stephen, Papa Smith, Looney Eye, the Google guy. That's good, isn't it?
Nice.
Brian Locke, the fella with the shit hair. Oh, I think they've already mentioned you. the fella with the shit mustache, James. The fella with the stupid laugh, Dave. Cam, the closeted man. I've noticed there hasn't been much slagging off of other podcasts of late, and all these punk bitch podcasts cruising around the yard like they own the joint. And I'm by the pull-up bar and the dumbbells minding my own shit, and some cocksucking mic jockey crew be hassling the airwaves with nonsense that I ain't got no time for. And you're all there sucking down some pork and beans with Brian's finger up your bum. I'm going to have to start shanking, you feel me? Anyway, keep up the great work. Lots of love, Slim Jim. Thank you, Slim Jim.
Thanks, Slim Jim.
I appreciate that you've taken a break from the bullet bar and the dumbbells. We should take a break from the dumbbell and find some clever people to get on the podcast, because he just comes in with, oh, I haven't got time to get found. I've worked one day this week, by the way, Stephen.
You asked me before.
I have to roll weed up. It's tricky. Hi, lads. This is from Fergal. Fergal. Please bring back the brilliance of Slag Off a Podcast.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh.
Okay. I guess we have been generous.
These people were so passionate.
That's the issue, you know. I thought, let's do some good deeds. How wrong were we? Oh, this one says big stonker of a complaint. Jesus. This is more up your alley. Hi, guys. I've been watching the podcast every week to get the latest celebrity gossip through a certain Mr. Looney segment. However, I'm starting to get extremely suspicious. He might not know what he's talking about. More to follow. Thank you, Quentin Ball.
Oh, more to follow?
Open your ears, mate.
The start of an investigation is beginning, mate. That was sent it a month ago. So last one, because a lot of these haven't been... fuming. I mean, we want people to be fuming. Dear Ryan, Stephen, Tom, Dave, Cameron, Tony, and finally Max, I guess.
Get fucked.
The reason why I hate Max's iMac so much.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's because the comparison with the IMAX that you find in the cinema is just too uncanny. This being that the IMAX in cinemas are very large. Some might say they take up all the space in the room for no reason. Yeah. And it's also
reason. The whole point you go there is because it's a bigger screen.
Hey, stop biting, man. Stop biting. It's also very, very overrated for what it is. Finally, it has over-the-top loud noises that takes the average viewer's breath away.
Oh, weren't you scared? You're going to cry.
Can you stop interrupting, please?
Did I write that?
I thought they preempted it. Simmer down. I thought that I should also mention that poor Ryan is completely underrated and misunderstood on the podcast and always seems to be bullied by someone who looks worse than Fred Weasley at the end of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I assume that's me, but I've not really watched Fred Weasley. You've also put Wesley. Am I right, Max?
It's fucking
right.
Fred Wesley.
Who's Fred Wesley? I've not seen that film. You see that in the IMAX?
You might not know him, but he's a...
It's a very big character in Harry Potter.
No, that's nasty. No. You've taken what they haven't said and you've said it yourself.
That was bad about me, but you come off looking worse.
I don't know what I've done.
Thanks for the compliment.
Fuck it.
It's so cheeky. It's time for the news.
Hey.
Got sore abs.
Yeah.
It was the Queen's Jubilee. Guess how much it cost taxpayers, Ryan?
18 million.
28 million.
Fuck me. Yeah, worth it though.
I'm so happy.
Gotta be done.
These people worth billions could use our money to have a nice celebration. Congratulations, guys.
Do you reckon they'll spend 28 million when this podcast reaches its Platy Jubes?
70 years. If we reach 70 years, we are all single. Yeah. We are wearing robes and fucking each other.
I wonder if I'll still be doing the same segment.
We have another complaint.
It's not IMAX anymore. It's
IMAX is back.
I watched Fast and the Furious 32.
For those of you old enough to remember,
former Gymshark athlete Max. guys, no question for you.
Yeah.
I pitched the idea of you vote for the royal family every 4 years. Who's going to be?
Oh well.
Who it's going to be? Who would your king/queen be if it was down to you? You get a vote. It could be famous. Could be anyone.
Oh, anyone.
Do they have to be a couple or could I pick?
No.
George Clooney and Doris Down the Road.
King or Queen. Why are you trying to set those up all the time? What's she got on you?
It will happen, man. It will happen.
Joe Lycett might be fun.
Joe Lycett is King.
Yeah, it's King.
But I think he's the sort of cheeky person who's like, no, I want to be Queen.
Oh, yeah.
He is
cheeky.
That's
why I chose him.
Yeah, that's good.
Like Mickey Flanagan. He'd be quite funny as King.
Oh, God, man.
It'd be interesting.
Why Idris and why Mickey?
Mickey,
man of the people.
It's just I think it'd be quite funny, entertaining.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, explain.
Imagine the Christmas Day speech.
Oh, that'd be great.
I wasn't even going out.
That's good. Talking about the Brexit deal.
Idris Elba, I don't know why. I just think he looked cool with a crown.
No, he's out.
Right. Imagine the speech, though, Idris Elba.
Yeah, that'd be good. Oh, for those of us who can't imagine it.
Go on.
Fucking waste of time.
You made me put this question just for your stand-up bit about Idris Elba's
really? Okay.
Christmas Day speech.
Cool. What was the question? Sorry?
So you're doing Idris Elba giving the Christmas speech.
Right. Oh, well, I'm not going
to
do.
What was Herb's right behind him? Just Merry Christmas from the Cum Boys as well. See, we're not racist anymore. really proud of you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Now it's time for a new little addition to the news.
Oh,
it's Ryan's favourite news story of the week.
Wow, little segment.
I just thought it'd be nice to see what Ryan enjoys about the
news. Yeah.
So I imagine it's not the Jubilee or Boris.
So I'm sorry if I pronounce his name wrong.
Oh, no.
Sorry, you've only had time to prep.
Oh, no.
In South Korea, Chi Yin Jan broke the record for the longest paper aeroplane throw in the world, covering distance of 252 feet.
God, it's a lot of feet.
Yeah,
man. Did you watch a video of it?
No, I didn't watch a video of it. But I did read the article.
Was there loads of people doing it?
Yes, there were loads of people doing it, and they were all competing for the Guinness World Records.
Wow.
So they were all throwing aeroplanes, yeah?
Yeah, they're all throwing aeroplanes.
Is this from a ground, or is this from a height?
Horizontal.
Is it indoors or outdoors?
It looked outdoors.
That's quite risky because of the...
No, it must have been indoors.
Yeah. Indoors.
Because the wind, because that can be such a variable, can't it?
Of course, yeah.
It's not easy Googling interesting stuff,
not
man.
Not at all.
But these people are like, their lives are paper.
They're
aeroplanes.
Real people.
Like, yeah.
These are real people.
No more of these robot aeroplane fucking things, yeah? Am I right, Ryan?
Yeah, I should have laughed. Should have saw what paper they used.
Yeah, would you try and break their record?
That'd be great. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I could give it a go. I don't know how to make a paper aeroplane, to be honest. But we've got to start somewhere, don't we?
You do.
It's now time for Max's Football Roundup.
Max's Football Roundup.
Gerard Piquet cheats on Shakira with his teammate's mother.
Shakira, like my hips don't lie.
Max's Football Roundup.
You know what time it is, boys and girls.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Shakira announces split from Barcelona legend Gerard Piqué after 11 years together.
Yeah, I guess you never really know what goes on, do you?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
It's now time for You Laugh, You Lose. This week it is Max Smith who's going to try and make us laugh.
Outrageously
or lose.
So.
No. Yeah. If you watch the edit, it is actually 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you just start it when I come in, please?
Yep.
Sure.
I wonder what accent he's going to do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, man. Yeah. Do you have a talking point?
Kind of. I just had some questions. Maybe don't start with mine.
Okay.
More kind of questions.
Yeah, you got one. Oh, you do. Go on, Ryan.
Yeah, a couple of shit ones. If you could only shop at one clothes shop for the rest of your life, where would it have to be?
Oh, this is something I... Died.
Welcome to another episode of Sloppy Joe's. It's going to have to be a quick one today because I've got to go see a man by a dog. So actually, I mean, a judge about a kennel. That's why we call me Sloppy Joe. Anyway, you're probably wondering about this jam. It's because I love jam so much. I love jamming things, especially in that kennel. Oh, I've got to go see the judge now. I just remembered. Uh-oh, Silly Joe. Fuck me. You guys have no comedy at all. God.
It's jam, man.
Was it jam? I thought it was ketchup.
I think it was jam.
Oh, it's so sticky all day.
Yeah, man.
And for what?
To make the same dog joke four times.
Did I mention dogs? I've got to go to the kennels. I said kennels.
That'd work if Joe was on the podcast.
Yeah.
Did you just outside? Just went against the wall.
pull the jam on that. I'd probably go for... It's tricky, you know, because in this modern climate, it's a lot of talk about fast fashion.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, God, as the years go on, yeah, I'm hopefully going to be alive for another 60 years. I don't know what the world will be like, yeah. World, even.
Fast fashion's struggling a bit at the minute. Like, it's, you know, a lot of brands are struggling. Sustainability, you know, so much wastage.
I didn't really think about it getting older.
Yeah.
So
you just thought right here, right now.
But, you know, when we get older, are we going to be like dressing like how we are now?
Is this your question?
I'm now thinking.
One brand or one shop even.
Yeah, I was going to go Superdry because I really like the clothes. Yeah. But I don't know if
fucking
I still
hell,
be
Ryan.
If I was 80.
Superdry.
You look like a paedophile now.
Fucking hell. I'm going to choose the Cancer Research Charity Shop.
Wow.
In Regent's Road.
I get a variety.
You don't have to go for that specific shop.
Well, it's the only one I know. So, but I mean, it's all charity shops cheating because that is a wide, wide range.
No, I'd give you it. You could say Cancer Research Charity Shops.
Well, it's not that I'm most passionate about cancer.
How was your wee?
Yeah, weird. I just saw Joe run out of here crying saying you don't get comedy.
He's in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very strange. Yeah. He said he had to fly all the way out here just to do some...
Yeah, you look a bit hot and bothered, mate.
Oh, no. You're joking. He flew all... He went to all that effort.
All that effort, yeah.
That'd be so embarrassing if that... No.
Well, any effort would be embarrassing.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good though, you missed. There was some laughter after.
I was there.
About you, right? You were going.
Question.
Yeah.
What did you ask?
Which one?
That's
a good
one.
Question.
Donkey, yeah. Isn't it? God.
If you could only shop at one clothes shop for the rest of your life, where would it be?
Oxfam.
Wow. So we got Cancer Research, yeah, Oxfam.
Charity shop is a good shout.
He didn't shout it.
I didn't.
He went for the Superdry.
No,
you don't wear Superdry now.
No, not like all the time. I'm just saying, like, they're my favourite.
I thought it would be Chris and B's merch store.
Quality of clothes.
Stephen's hand-me-downs.
I think Superdry is shit.
Yeah.
I really don't like the style of it.
Wow. If I wasn't thinking of the planet, I'd probably go ASOS because they do all ages. And they also put Liverpool tops on there, so I could get those still.
Yeah.
Oh, Carhartt. Sure, they do older stuff. Yeah, I'll go with that for now. Are they sustainable? They seem like the type of people that would be. They charge enough. I have a great talking point, but Ryan, I would like you to leave the room.
Okay.
So it can be a great talking point.
Yeah.
No, go and put your glad rags on if you you know what I mean.
If Joe's out there, say hi from here.
This is going to be speed dating for Ryan.
Okay.
We're going to be three different women.
Okay.
Who we speed date.
Nice.
Please welcome our bachelor, Ryan Locke. So, Ryan, it's come to my attention that you're back on the market and more desperate than ever.
Yeah, well,
When was the last time you were on a date?
God, do you know what? So long ago.
I thought it'd be great for you to get some practice. So, one by one, you're going to go on three dates.
Shit.
Should we speed date? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
How long do you want to have?
5 minutes, I think, is the general.
I mean, fucking
do
15
three.
Minutes, man.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
A minute and a half, god damn it.
A minute and a half, well.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Quick talking point.
Who do you want to start with?
I'll start with Max.
We've got Max now.
Who's Max? Oh,
sorry. Nice, nice.
I'm Sydney Sausage.
I was going to go with Sydney Sausage.
Cat got your tongue. I know a pussy that wouldn't mind it.
Sorry.
Fuck me.
I'm sorry.
Literally.
Sydney
Sausage, SS.
I'm Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
You've got beautiful hair.
Thank you. I'd like to say the same.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to.
What do you do, Sydney?
Well, my father is the head of Sausage Land.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been?
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, fuck me.
It's a gay bar, you fool.
Sydney, what would you like to do in your free time?
Well, I love to go on speed dates with hot men.
Do you think this is going well?
Yeah.
Should I buy you a drink later?
Well, buy me one now. It's speed dating.
Okay, yeah.
You're a bartender, I presume. What sort of drinks do you like?
Oh, I can make a wide variety.
I didn't
of
say what can you make. I said what do you like.
You say wide.
Who? What the fuck is this, bitch? That you brought along with you?
This is my
you
next
fat foreign.
At us, Sydney. Don't ignore whoever this
God,
is.
You're just going to brush me aside like all the rest, are you?
You're
there's been
yourself.
Seven men sat where you are right now.
Bothering you, Sydney.
He is, my love.
you're okay, right. Sydney, do you have any kids?
Yes, and?
That's good. Yeah, you have boys, girls?
No, I've got both.
You got a boy and a girl?
No, just one.
Yeah.
Get woke, you prick.
I see. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
It's 2 minutes. Good 2 minutes.
I'm going to say no.
No, we don't find out yet.
Oh, I might say maybe.
Might say maybe.
I'll go to...
Go on.
Beautiful woman here.
Oh, thanks.
What's your name?
I'm Janine.
Janine, lovely to meet you, Janine. You look really nice today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and most days, I can imagine. are you from Manchester, Janine?
Do I sound like I'm from Manchester?
I don't really know. No, I don't think so.
I'm from Essex.
Essex, okay. What part?
Just around Essex.
Oh, yeah, me too. Maybe we can
she gets around all right.
Maybe we can do a trip to London together.
I'm looking for someone to tie me down.
Yeah? To the London Eye, as it goes round?
What the fuck?
It's a strange thing to say.
Be a nice day out, wouldn't it? A day out.
To tie me to the London Eye.
You sound like a Bond villain.
Is that meant to be sexy? Yeah,
you look like a Bond victim.
A bit where, like, you know, so yeah. And then we go around the London dungeon.
Are you a virgin?
Surprisingly not, apparently.
Okay, let's talk about something else then.
So what can you do for me?
What can I do for you?
What kind of man are you?
I love to cook for women. So I could cook. I could cook.
For women?
Yeah, I can make you breakfast. Every single morning, I will make you breakfast.
Oh, wow.
I could also offer just great, great chat. is that date? I don't know.
It's going really well, Ryan.
Yeah, it's going really well. hello.
Hello.
I'm Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Recently single.
How recent?
2 months.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
well, what about you? What brings you to speed dating?
Loneliness.
Loneliness.
Yep.
Yeah. Would you say you're really lonely or just...
No, I said lonely, didn't I?
Yeah.
If I wanted to say really lonely, I would.
Yeah.
Stop trying to put words in my mouth.
Oh, sorry.
What else would you try and put in my mouth, eh?
Yeah.
Explain the joke.
I'll just... Whatever you wanted to eat, you can have it. I'll take you out for a nice meal.
Where?
Let's go somewhere fancy.
When?
Piccolo. This Saturday.
Piccolo?
Piccolo? I don't know.
What's Piccolo?
I'm thinking of just... I don't know. It looks nice in there. I'll take you out for a nice meal, and then we can just get the tram back to mine.
Why are you laughing about this?
I want to get to know you a bit better. So,
well, ask me a question, then.
Yes. What do you do for a living?
I'm an accountant.
Accountant, okay. I'm not very good with numbers, so maybe...
Oh, you're not getting mine then.
have you ever said the Stephen Tries podcast?
No! So, are you watching it now? Your eyes strain.
So you have a bit of a beard going on.
Looks, do you want me to be your beard?
It's really good.
Are you what they call gay? Can you not be gay in your workplace?
No, we can be gay.
Be gay, so we just have sex with other people.
Well, yeah, I'd rather not if we were actually together.
Then what are you on about?
Well, what are you on about? That's...
You said beard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was complimenting your beard.
Oh. Who cuts yours?
I just trim mine.
Stevie Wonder.
Just do it myself.
Did he do your fringe as well?
Yeah.
It's quite heavy-handed.
Ryan, I think we should now have yet one more minute with your favourite date.
Okay. Do you know, you're not... I've, to be honest with you, and this is awful, I can't even remember your name.
So I don't think you asked.
Are out.
No, you didn't. No. Welcome to the Ryan Show.
Sorry, yeah, so I'm going to leave you out, I'm sure.
Oh,
I hope the, you get lovely. I'm sorry.
I hope you get lovely.
I'm so awkward in front of fake women. yeah, you're out. Sorry.
What's wrong with
me? Man out there. Oh, do you know what? I'm going to take Shanice.
Excuse me?
What the fuck?
Who the fuck, Shanice?
What's wrong with me?
You can get fucked.
Shanice.
He's not getting fucked by anyone.
Sydney, looks like we're going out on a date.
No!
What? Why?
Fuck your fucking your sloppy bottoms or whatever they're called.
It's another minute you get.
Oh, just another minute. Oh, okay. In which case, can I have another minute with Shanil?
Shaquille O'Neal.
okay, right. What would be your dream date?
Dream date?
Yeah.
Nice man.
Yeah.
Well mannered.
Yeah.
Pays for everything.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll show him something after.
That's me. I'm well mannered. Thank you.
You're fucking not. If you got a name.
You're not even in this anymore.
I bloody well am.
What's going on here?
He was rude to me, Janine.
Janine.
What do you mean, Janine?
Love that name. Janine, do you play any sports?
No.
Miss Sausage.
Do you play
sports?
Should
we get out of here? Yeah, let's go fuck. Oh, God.
So that was... My talking point was see how Ryan does on a date.
Yeah.
That's three. Incredible.
Really good, mate.
Yeah, thank you. I might give it a couple more months.
No. No, you can do better. I think the issue there was you didn't ask the name.
Yeah.
Ask them more questions.
You did ask.
Yeah.
And it was, you were also threatening to tie them to London attractions, which isn't great.
You're very strange.
I'll make you breakfast every morning.
I like to think I won't be that awkward.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm sure you'd like to think that.
Yeah, we all like to think we're better than we are.
Yeah, it's a dream, eh?
Yeah.
Thanks for putting that confidence back in me.
Well, no, we're not here to do that. You've got to do it yourself, really.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Can't rely on us. It's your talking point next. Oh, no, you did yours, Tom.
What's the biggest piece of luck that has immeasurably changed your life, like completely taken it in another direction?
Probably that's to be Stormzy going...
Yeah,
Facebook. Someone I don't even know posted it. That was lucky.
Who was it?
Some guy on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It was actually just an actual individual person.
Yeah, yeah. With his page.
Shit.
Yeah. That wasn't shit. It was good.
No.
Posting top quality memes.
Yeah. It's mad though, isn't it? My my great uncle. He was
like your bad one. He's warming up again now.
It's a classic story. He was like a very, just a classic, uneducated Irish labourer in Manchester years ago.
Yeah.
Went into a job interview, went in the wrong door, and charmed his way into a job that sent him as like a rep going all around the world, So.
Doing what?
Not really sure. We didn't really hear from him again.
Sounds like he lies a lot.
And this has affected your life?
No, not my life. Just an example. I guess.
Oh, just Devon, stories that you've heard.
So, like, Devon didn't pick presenting. She didn't. I would never have met her if they didn't just fuck cancel.
That's the Salford Uni campus. It's so vast. Imagine if you didn't do presenting.
God.
Yeah.
What would I have done instead, though? It would have been stand up.
Yeah.
Wow. You could have met the love of your life on the stand up course.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Imagine
you could have learned how to do stand-up.
Yeah, but stand-up's something I can do whenever I want.
Go on then.
Hey,
go on then.
Oh, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Locke.
Thank you. Hey.
Woo! Woo! Love this guy. He's the one I came to see.
Yeah, thank you. I'm
give some audience interaction.
Yeah. So start with you. Just get the crown warded up.
The crown? Is Mickey Flanagan after you?
The Queen doesn't like a cold crown.
What was that?
What's your name?
Tom.
Tom. Oh, Tom. What do you do, Tom?
I tell
you,
mate.
You could have got, is this Dick and Harry? You know, yeah. Just a little joke. Gets the crowd warm. Sure.
He's funny.
Funny looking.
Oh, no. Wow.
Wow, no. Where to get the audience on side?
What you don't know is that I'm a Burns victim and you've just.
I'm not going to do any more of my stand up right now. Thanks for listening, guys.
I've got a PR issue to sort.
What an incredible announcement for a stand-up comedian to give just moments into his set that you've come to watch and he's paid
for. To not leave any pause for like a, as you know.
I'm not going to do any more of my stand-up now.
What's your name? Ugly Burns victim, I'm out of here.
That's me.
I was actually going to do some of my stand-up, but I just couldn't get any. So blank.
Hold it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Ryan, what's your best piece of look?
Best piece of look? Oh, yeah. I remember when I was in sixth form and I was telling people that a lot of my mates back then, they were going to like do geographies, study geography and sciences. And I said, I'm just saying to them, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go and do comedy at Salford. And I remember their faces, like, physically in my head being like...
Why?
Maybe they just didn't know where Salford was.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So where was the bad piece of luck in all of that?
It was those... Look, I think it was that was the moment I realised that, actually...
Doesn't really work, does it?
Bit weird.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. Well, what's going on here? How's that look? Oh, you...
Oh,
look.
Oh my
no,
Lord.
No.
Wait, like, good look. Bad look. L-U-C-K.
Someone gave you a look. We're from the south.
Fucking hell.
Right. How do you say luck?
Look.
Look. Look, right, okay.
Look. Luck.
Lucky.
Yeah, so luck. We just pronounce it differently. Looking. We say luck, you say.
Yeah, but
luck.
The context was everything.
I know.
You've been here long enough.
I thought you were saying, when you were saying your story about... Oh, what's your
that
story?
Look changed my life.
I thought you were saying that look.
My uncle went and looked around Europe.
Yeah, which is why I was a bit confused.
I should be so lucky. It's a song about a pervert.
The looks they gave me.
The looks they gave me.
Yeah.
They thought I was a right man.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Hello.
For listeners and viewers, I have nitrile. How do you pronounce this?
Neutrality.
It's a glove. It's just that, I don't know. It's a...
What's the word before it, then? It's a special glove.
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's just a glove that's like, you know, kind of...
You sound a bit like O.J. Simpson.
It's not just a glove, is it?
It does fit.
Tom, what is this?
I kept this as a reminder of a harrowing event.
Thank you. Max?
This is one glove. Which...
For your mother's pride, one glove.
Yay.
For the times you cried, one glove. The never beats.
Oh,
one glove is all we need.
This is my glove that I got from an old job, and I've kept it because it's what I used to move barrels with.
Right.
This is a glove that I keep on me at all times at work.
Wow. What for?
I keep it so I cut my hands a lot.
Yeah, man. Like we say, he's lonely, but we're trying to make light of it.
Yeah, a lot of the time cuts are quite deep, but plaster just won't cut it, so I have to... Oh, yeah.
That's good. Very well rehearsed.
You're not completely useless.
So I use the glove to stop all water getting in.
Yeah.
Because you cut yourself so often, why is this one the one that you always keep and not use?
I've used the other one already.
Right.
So
that's been in my apron pocket for about, I don't know, a month.
Yeah. So you'd be annoyed if I ripped it now.
I hope.
Please don't.
Some more in. I'm not that fast. I can get some.
Please don't.
I mean, Max, I know it's not yours.
Mate, please. I beg of you, please don't.
I moved house.
Please.
And yet
don't
this barrel glove has to stay with me.
Yeah.
That's my barrel glove.
My barrel glove.
That is 100% the glove that I used to move barrels with.
It's fucking pristine.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't destroy it.
Please don't break my fucking, my one precious item that I didn't even want to bring in today, but these two begged me to bring in an item. I said, oh, all I've got is my glove that I moved barrels with that I used to wash regularly.
No, you smell smoke on it.
So, have some respect, Steve.
So, Tom, what was this for you? Sorry.
So, the other glove.
Little hat.
So, these are the gloves we have in the first aid box at Lime Bar. Had.
No. The grease will ruin it. Please.
Grease.
I've told the story before of something I had to do when the West Ham fans came in. I had to move. I had to pick. Stephen.
You're killing me, man.
That's fine. It's fine. I had to pick up a giant human shit from the toilet.
With this glove?
No, not with that glove. With the other one. It was a one-handed job because it was a very solid poo.
Wasn't it Tom Max who found that poo?
No. Well, I don't know. I can't remember who found it, but it was a very, very busy day.
A lot of poo, man.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God, guys. You won't believe it.
It's a cockney poo.
So I stepped up and went and moved the poo because, you know...
Here
I guess I didn't have to, but someone had to move it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm going to look back on this when I'm on my yacht, when I've made it, sipping a pina colada on the
beach.
You're
making a yacht.
Well, yeah. Well, I look back on, you know, the time I had to pick up an actual human shit in work. So I found this glove in my just random... I keep so much shit... and once I make a decision to keep
you pick it up.
But once I make a decision to keep something, honestly, you've got like some of them are stupid, like receipts and tickets or whatever, or just things that I've had on different days.
Of course, the receipts.
Excuse
me.
I decide to keep them in a moment, and then they go in the box, and it's like.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, but sometimes I will have to go into the box to find something, and I'll find stuff that I thought, oh, why did I keep that? Or maybe, you know, if I had my time again, that wouldn't make the cut. But.
Cut.
So I actually put this to one side a few weeks ago.
Why?
For this.
Don't degrade it like that, man. Come on. It doesn't deserve that.
Do you want to interrogate Max?
No. I just don't care. I think even if it is true, I just think it's such a weird thing to keep on my barrel glove when I've used it.
My barrel glove.
Which you've not used.
Have you never, mate, have you never moved a barrel, mate? That's perfect. That's been used so much.
I remember he did say to me after he got that promotion, it's so much. People respect me now.
Yeah.
People are talking to me differently.
People are giving me the blue glove.
Yeah. I'm going to base this on the bags being open. Yours not moved. I just think it's Ryan's... So I'm going to go for Ryan. I could be wrong. But I've enjoyed this, and that's the whole point of this.
Yeah, that's what it's about, having fun.
Yeah.
Having
fun.
Yeah, you're right, but for the wrong reasons. I actually didn't move my bag at all.
Well, we actually
Whereas Tom
purposely
actually did
moved
move
Tom's bag.
Wow.
Egg on my face.
It's not, I didn't even use it, mate. Never used it.
I had it in my pocket.
No, I think it is Max's really.
Can you Bow see him
when he was slapping the side of his head? It's now time for viewers most embarrassing.
Yeah,
moment.
I've got to give you a love this segment.
This one is from Southall J. Last proper day of year 11, and I'm at lunch in my English teacher's classroom, who's doing interviews about something for a year 7 assembly. Me and my mates were sitting in there doing random shit, and I decided to do a slut truck for some reason. My trousers ripped completely in half from ass to cock while my mates were watching. The sound it made can only be described as one of Max's farts. This went on while an interview was happening, and you can hear me shout, "Oh fuck," in the video. Anyway, my English teacher thought I farted and sent me out the room with two of my mates. And remind me, I've got an assembly in 20 minutes with the entire year, so I wrap my coat around my waist. and hope for the best. While walking out of English, behind me were my other mates, who would definitely take the piss out of me. They spend 5 minutes trying to pull the coat from my waist, then they lock me in a small room with a big with a big window looking in, and try to make me twerk and swirl so they can see the rip. Then a group of people walk past and they decide to get in on the action. After 5 minutes of them screaming at me to twerk and show them the rip, they start sending people in to take the coat from me, so I end up having a wrestling match with about 10 people in a small room to protect my dignity. Nutted someone in the bollocks and then let go, but they wouldn't stop until they see my ass. Wow,
what a journey that boy went on.
Last day of
year 11 as well.
That's how you gotta look at it, you know. It's your last day.
So you would do it
on year 11.
The fuck is this guy? No, he just goes to the last day of year 11.
Just don't let it get
ripping.
So look, this is the way you got to look at it. Yeah.
You won't see a lot of these people again, or me. I'll be away for a while. It's now time for Maxi's Taxis, and he sent me a range of jingles. So
pick one.
It's Maxi's Taxis.
Wow, Max, your new segment, Maxi's Taxi.
Yay, exciting.
Based on what we discussed, Max, Tom, Ryan and myself will each write down a word.
Yeah.
And if you or the taxi operator mentions that word, you'll have to put a sour sweet in your mouth.
Yeah.
Now and continue the conversation. I'm thinking you should maybe call up to, first of all, get a price range for a journey. The one I've got is a Manchester one. So you could ask how much would it cost to go to Alton Towers from here? Maybe something like that. And then you can talk about booking it.
Okay.
When you want to do it. So we're going to write down a word each.
Yeah.
On this phone.
Am I going to hear what the word is?
You won't. You don't.
I don't even know what the word is.
But once it's done, I won't change it.
Okay. Right, here we go.
We'll have to try and be quiet. Yeah. Mainline
7s, good afternoon.
Hello, mate. Can I get a price check, please?
You can, mate. Where from?
So it's in for another... It's on a... What day is it today? Is it Thursday today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all day, mate.
Oh, classic, mate. You know what? So on Sunday, I'm going to Alton Towers.
Where from is it? From Alton Road?
No, you know Alton Towers, the big... The roller coaster...
Where are we taking you from, mate?
You know, Market Street in town.
Well, in Market Street, mate, because you can't drive down a lot of Market Street, mate.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, not Market Street.
Do you know any streets around Market Street?
Spencer's. Yeah, Marks and Spencer's, mate.
I'm not a Marks and Spencer's, man. No, I don't like Marks and Spencer's. Is there a Poundland?
What's that, mate?
Is there a Poundland in the area?
No, there isn't, mate. No.
Oh, I think I'm on the wrong Market Street. You know Alton Towers?
Yeah, is it from Market Street in town?
Yeah. You know what, Market Street, I've got an idea. I'll be outside Mark and Spencer's on Sunday. So, can we get from there to Alton Towers, please? What's the price on that, mate? Mandem needs a price check.
Yeah, when will you be going?
On Sunday.
What time?
After church.
Right, be about 160 quid, mate, set fair.
How much?
160, mate.
No, never.
That's in a million years, mate. 72 miles, mate. I bet you're £10 a gallon now.
No, you're kidding.
No, mate, I'm not.
This is a bad time.
Did he hang up? My favourite bit was that old Market Street bit.
Why didn't we put Poundland?
I'm thinking of the wrong Market Street.
Can I have a sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, right, come and have one with us.
Oh, right then.
Such a lad.
Thank you.
That was Maxi's Taxis, everyone.
Good,
that. A rip roaring start for Maxi's Taxis. Well done, Max.
Well done, mate. That was good.
It's Maxi's Taxis.
That wasn't a car.
Oh, it's my tongue. It's just...
Hey, why don't you get out into negative?
I will.
What's your language as well?
I like it.
Clear off.
How are you? Not bad. Just popping in off the street.
Can I ask your name, please?
Aye. My name's Craig Lollipop.
Craig Lollipop.
Craig Lollipop.
Right. What'd you do, Craig?
No, it's okay. What'd you do?
I've just been sacked for sleeping with a customer. I'm pretty hashtag fuming about it.
Yeah. Where do you work?
I work at Asda.
Really? Dressed like that?
Yeah. I'm joking. So I work at various
Asdas. I assume you're a contractor, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you're not actually contracted to Asda.
I. So it's a various
I'm so sorry. I feel very rude at the moment. Would you like a sweet? With a name like Lollipop, I bet you would.
Yeah, of course.
I love sour sweets as well. Sour the best. That's what I always say.
Where have your hands been?
I've just got one. I've got a fetish. Oh, not really a fetish.
You got a face?
I've got this thing where I love sour sweets as well.
You are a complex man.
You are.
Constantly. I can't do it.
Well, you weren't sucking one when you came in.
You can't do it. Do you mean like you can't not have a sour sweet?
It's the sourness. Like, I don't even like it.
When people have spicy food,
yeah.
And it just becomes the sensation of that.
I like the reward system from it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Dopamine.
Like, once I've got through the sour, you get a delicious taste.
That's great, Craig.
But I'm trying to lick it as much as I can.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why you got sacked, isn't it? Hey.
Well, no, I did get sacked.
That's the issues at hand, Craig.
My contractor, because I was slept with someone at Asda.
Who?
At Asda.
I was working at Asda at the time.
And you slept with them at Asda?
In the store.
So I slept with someone at Asda.
Who?
It was this girl that works behind the till.
Oh, yeah.
Aye.
A cashier.
Aye. An attractive one as well.
All right.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Good for you, mate, yeah?
I'm very lucky I was.
How old are you, Craig?
Me? I'm 25.
You're stumbling over that.
I'm 25.
How old was this girl that you slept with?
About 62. She was an older girl.
A fit 62.
Yeah.
She's definitely older, yeah.
I'm more into the older women.
The gilfs.
Well, the gilfs. I love
What's the oldest person you've had sex with? Living.
She'd probably have a sweet, Craig.
All right. Probably about 80. But to be fair, I didn't even want to that time.
Right. Why?
I wanted to do it to see how high of an age I could go.
Did she have a sour puss?
Yeah. He did.
We like that. I feel like I get on with Scottish people, you know. We've got that same sort of sense of humour.
What was your job at Asda, Craig?
I'm in charge of putting out all the chemicals in the store.
They have chemicals in store? Really?
Like they sell it bang?
What happened? Asda had this huge crate of bleach and they dropped it. So I had to go in there with my mop and clean it up.
So somebody keeps dropping bleach.
Mm.
Do you have a partner you work with who happens to spill bleach in shops that gets you work?
Well, it's sort of my boss.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Works with all the supermarkets.
Knocking over bleach.
It's quite a common problem.
Really?
Is it?
Supermarkets.
People are always knocking off chemicals.
Knocking off selling their own brand.
Knocking over.
Shill it bang.
Shill it boom.
It's a tough job. It's quite dangerous sometimes as well. A lot of my mates are like up on oil rigs and things, but I'm like, nah.
You're on the bleach rig.
Yeah. Asda.
Have you thought of bleaching your hair?
I've thought about it. Yeah, I just haven't got the confidence.
Oh, you could pull that off.
Oh God, so
it's real. Jesus.
No, it's not.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry.
Perhaps you were a lucky boy, Craig. Have a sweet. Have a sweet.
Turning into a new man.
Have a sweet. Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Pop a couple of them in your mouth.
Oh God!
Craig, can I ask a question, please?
Why?
What's the best luck you've had in life?
Well, best luck. When I was about 17,
yeah,
I used to have really long hair.
Right.
And I used to be able to tie it into a big bun. And the women used to...
He's a cop. Did your hair get in the mouth?
Were you 17 during the pandemic?
Kind of luck again.
He's incredible.
Honestly, I was a bit of a player back in the day. But
what did you play?
How did you do it?
Oh, just women.
You played women? Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, no, like I said, I was a bit of a player. Now I'm a bit of a player, but around the retirement home.
Can I put one of these in your water? Oh, lovely sour water. You look that great.
Aye.
Maybe two. Yeah. Wow.
What well, you
done,
you
love there. Chemicals, I can tell.
You've been with
you.
An old man.
Yeah. The husband did walk in. Oh.
Into the store?
Apparently.
So it's during working
he
hours?
He was in Ansdell at the time.
Was this while there was a bleach spillage still in place?
Mm. We didn't have sex in the beach aisle. Bleach aisle.
Sex on the beach? I'll have one sex on the bleach, please.
We did it in the George section.
I've got an idiot mate who'd probably make that a TGI's as well.
Sounds like a lad.
No.
Basically, what I'm here for is just to let you know that...
you're looking for work.
If you do spill any bleach on the floor... Right, call
you're
someone.
Not the man to call.
Call someone. Or if you're going to call me, call me.
Well, but you've been sacked, right?
Yeah, you're not in that job anymore, mate.
But you've still got the skills, though.
I've started up my own business.
Oh, what's that?
A similar thing.
Similar, but not quite. Go on.
But
not
you,
quite,
you not fuck quite. Old women on bleach.
That's not my job. That's a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've started up my own business now, where it's just sorting out washing machines.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
What are the
that
what are
is
the
different and the, not similar at all.
What are the different parts you have to fix on a washing machine?
Well, the doors and the buttons.
The doors and the buttons.
I like to. So there's a lot of issues with the drum. So I had to get in there.
Put
my safety specs on and get in the drum.
How was that?
Tight, but I'm getting there.
You're not used to the tight holes, are you?
I'm surprisingly flexible.
Are you? Well, you can work any time now.
Yay!
You lost your job, Craig.
Yeah, I did. I lost
you
my job.
You fucked an old woman during the store hours.
Yeah. I can barely walk.
Why are you still wearing your work clothes?
Because you Parkinson's.
Oh, these are mine. They wanted me to take them home and wash them and return them. Oh, they're turning this.
His washing machine's broken.
I need to get someone out to I fix it myself.
Sure.
But oh, you slipped up there, Craig. What's going on here?
You probably slipped on the bleach.
Well, the reason I'm starting this new job is because I tried to fix my new washing machine.
And you were unable.
It was a disaster.
Okay.
That is good logic.
Yeah.
But maybe you learn how to, yeah.
Do you have any other skills, Craig?
I'm surprisingly good at climbing trees.
Well, you have to escape old men.
Or hide.
Wow.
Or hide up there from the old men.
I thought you meant the place hide in Scotland.
But you want to fix washing machines, yeah?
That's the dream.
And you don't know how to do that?
No.
Craig, did the chemicals affect your hair? Is that why you wear this wig?
Oh,
wait a minute. Craig,
that is a great head of hair you've got.
That's very much.
Especially from behind.
I can imagine.
And a bird's eye view.
I'm quite ready to go back on the dates, to be honest.
You know what, Craig, I'll do you a massive favour here. You can speed date each of us to get your confidence back, you know? You've lost your job, you've lost your hair. Why don't you come and date us three?
You know, there's nothing more I'd love more.
Let's do it. Then, eh?
There's nothing I'd love more.
Who would you want to date first?
I'll go for you.
Alright, we'll just have a minute. Go on then.
Alright, okay. Hey, gorgeous, you late?
Hello.
What have you been up to? Something fun?
Just went to the bingo.
Oh, the bingo?
Hey.
I like the bingo.
Do you?
My penis is described as the snake eyes of the game.
Two eyes? Your penis has got two holes? What's going on there, Flair?
I don't know. What else do you like to do other than bingo?
I don't do much. I go to the bingo. I get visited by my son. That's about it.
Oh, that's right. What more do you need? Do you need how's your washing machine going? That's right.
That's fine, yeah. I'll go to the laundrette.
Oh, okay.
You okay, son? You're looking at me like you're all kinds of horny.
You know what? I'm done with this date.
I haven't seen that look in a man's eyes since, mate.
I asked enough questions. And I'm not that interested, thank you. what's your name, beautiful lass?
Why don't you double date them?
Together?
He doesn't look too keen to date you, though.
Hello, mate.
He's scowling at you.
beautiful ladies, how are you doing?
Thank you.
Very well, thanks.
How long you been out? how long you been out?
Since Pride last year.
Start again.
You have to tell me that, Craig.
Ladies.
You're doing great.
Aye. I hit you like a man in a suit.
Where'd you hear that from?
Who's been spreading rumours about me?
I just assumed it was all
say
women.
Say that to every woman.
I think when they say suit, they mean like a, you know, like a three-piece sort of thing, not a hazard suit.
Not hazard suit.
I thought they're saying was soup.
Do you know this guy's the human crouton?
Oh, fuck me. What the hell was that talking about? I'm on a date.
That's it. Fuck me. Tell them.
Beautiful ladies.
Thank you.
Tonight, I'm going back to Maine.
Don't you do that every night, Craig?
You should come around. Play DVD. With my bobby.
Play with your what?
My bobby.
Oh, what's that? You have a son?
I'm pretty sure. Bobby is Scottish for cock.
Oh, Craig Lollipop.
Poo. I can't remember.
Play with my shit.
Bobby and
I don't know where this is going.
You're coming around mine, mate. I've rented.
I'm just doing it, am I?
I don't want to do that.
I've rented Will Stardust.
I'm busy, baby.
I've rented Polar Express.
In June.
Give him another sweet.
Do you want another sweet, Craig?
I fucking love him. Oh, I can't go. I'm fucking sweaty.
See you, Craig.
Bye, Craig.
Were you, If you see a little boy out there, will you tell him his segment's coming up right now? See you, Craig. Nice guy.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Hi, Ryan. You're just in time for... Ryan's frying.
Oh, yeah. Right then. Welcome to Ryan's Frying. So this is where I've basically just come up with my own restaurant. Yeah. I'm going to just tell you a little bit about this restaurant. I'll start with the name. It's called QQ. It's all about quality, not quantity.
Sorry.
Now that I say it out loud...
Yeah.
Why don't you call it Q not Q? That sounds more pretentious.
Just Q now.
No, QQ, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, because one of those Q's is redundant anyway, because you're not about that.
Well, the thing is, it's just going to come up now to say quality, quantity.
quality quantity. And quantity.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That. It's not very sexy, is it?
Like no, but to be honest...
Like a nice buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say you just want a little snack or something like that. My restaurant, you can buy crisps, nuts, or all sort of snacks.
It's like a convenience store.
Or a pub.
Or like a pub, yeah. But there's not a huge range of alcohol there, to be honest.
Okay.
At this restaurant, you pay for the service as opposed to the quality of food. The food is the same. Like, it's...
So it's just crisps and nuts?
Pretty much, yeah.
But, so there's not much to drink? Very limited.
Well, yeah, there's a lot to drink, just not a lot of alcohol.
And you have very salty foods that are made to make you thirsty.
And yet your name is quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
Quality crisps and nuts.
Yeah, quality crisps and nuts, mate. But you pay for the service, so if you want like a nice time out, you can have the 6-course
nuts
tasting menu.
Crisps!
Multi-pack of crisps.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, like fine dining.
Are these just going to be like regular crisps that you can buy, like different brands of crisps?
Any crisp, mate. It's got all the crisps.
Okay, so crisps you can get from the shops.
What
so
if you have a
not,
nut allergy?
Nothing original about this at all, other than the concept.
And the price varies on how well your staff bring over the crisps and nuts.
Yeah, so if you want a nice service, a 6-course tasting menu, I'll come over like in a suit and I'll serve it to you, and
what kind of
be
soup?
Really good, but if you want the cheaper option, it'd just be like a ditch, and I'll just
what
a ditch? Not a ditch.
A ditch inside the restaurant,
like a trough of crisps.
Yeah, I will dig a ditch.
What about a nut allergy?
Nut allergy, unfortunately, don't really cater.
They could have crisps, though, surely.
Yeah, yeah, no. To be fair, there is a corner of the room.
Corner of the room for crisps.
No. Where is a nuts?
No nuts.
Free zone.
Nut free zone. Yeah, yeah.
What about if women misinterpret that as they can't go there?
And why has it got air purifiers?
I'll have a poster outside that says "Women welcome to."
A poster.
So you don't currently have one.
No, I don't currently have that poster. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have a kids menu?
Yep. Yeah, kids menu.
Talk to me about it.
Like fruit shoots.
Talk to me about that gulp you did after you said that, though. You hadn't thought about it.
What's bad service for a kid?
Yeah. It would probably be knocking over their drink.
Okay.
So, no, that's bad for anyone.
So,
adults don't just go, good one.
Yeah.
Mum comes in with the two kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's end of the month. She's struggling a bit. She's looking at the menu. She can only afford the cheapest option on the menu.
Yeah.
And you're going to go over and just push her kids' drinks over and just...
And throw crisps at them, yeah. Right, take your... Yeah. Thanks for your service. Thanks for your money.
Quality, not quantity. And then you turn around from that to go and speak to the six-course glamorous family.
Yes, but
we're
like,
still
like
just essentially getting crisps and nuts.
As you wipe the spit off your lips.
Things like nachos, you know?
Yeah,
like
crisps.
Fancy nachos.
Just any type of crisp.
Yeah, mate.
It's very beige and dry.
Hey, sometimes you just want to go in for a little snack.
Yeah, no, but a six-course fucking snack.
Who's sitting down for this?
Hey, thousands of people.
No, they're not.
They
also...
I still think I'm in a character, to be honest.
If you ordered a shit service, it sounds like all your food is getting destroyed anyway.
Yeah.
You're getting your drinks
throwing stuff at you.
Right, yeah.
Just like, why would anyone pay for that?
It's the experience.
And the good service sounds shit.
Yeah, yeah. If anything, you...
It's just him in a suit. That's good service. It doesn't matter what he says. I'm in a suit, so it's good.
I'm not going to be a part of this. I don't even want to go.
If you're looking for investors, I say no.
The best seat in the house probably is just the middle of the range. Then you can see all the drama. It's like a sort of 40 Towers experience.
Right.
But with you pay how much.
So if everyone comes in and orders the middle experience to see all this drama, right, how might the night look?
What do you mean?
There'll be nothing happening, will there?
Oh, I see. Oh,
everyone's just looking at each other.
Amount of tables, so eventually...
How many tables?
Yeah, but if everyone orders the same option...
50 tables.
That's quite a lot of tables.
There's tons of tables.
Also, what's in between getting a suit and getting stuff thrown at you? What's the middle service?
Just placed down with a tie on.
About a fiver?
No. What's the difference?
What do you mean?
Right, so if you're telling me...
It's £5 for the middle service. How much is the shit service going to cost?
You're telling me...
Shit service, isn't it? So it's going to be dead cheap.
You're telling
me... You've still got to pay people.
Yeah, but like £2 for like two... You get to keep the bowl.
Yeah, but here's the question.
Regardless of where you sit.
Here's the question. The shit service is you knocking a kid's drink over and throwing nuts in their face.
Right.
Yeah? The good service is you wearing a suit. What's the middle service?
So just like a shirt.
Told you, about £5.
Black jeans, black top. Just...
Can I ask a question? Right. What if a family comes in, they have a disabled child, but they want the cheapest option?
Right.
Are you seriously going to throw crisps and nuts at a disabled kid?
Yeah.
If they paid for it.
What am I supposed to do?
Ryan, that is a shit idea.
Well, funny though.
It's now time for Tom Looney.
Looney! Looney!
Oh.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Tom Looney, your favourite segment. Yeah, this week.
Looney.
You know we like to play for prizes.
I liked reliable source for a second.
Yeah, me too.
I've only gone and found the ultimate prize. Imagine all the prizes that I know.
A voucher for Q, not Q.
I saw this the other week. And just
it is?
I saw that the other day.
Yeah.
For listeners, it's a kilogram of Bickies.
Wow.
Straight from the House of Lancaster.
Oh.
Did you know? So it's a quiz about me.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Some of them are nice and easy. Some of them not so easy. Some of them you have to guess based on, you know, thinking you know me. 10 questions. Number one, how old am I? Number two, what position do I play in football?
Is this 11 aside?
Yeah.
How specific?
It can be in the region of the pitch. Number three, what's my favourite segment on the podcast?
Oh, that's tricky, man.
So there will be a bit of guesswork in here. For what's my least favourite segment on the
really,
podcast?
Really, a lot of fucking guessing here, boys.
What's his favourite segment?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I haven't got a clue.
I think that's a tricky one. I think they're both tricky. Remember, this is me, you know, just being honest, you know.
Mm.
I've answered all these honestly. Number five, who is my celebrity crush? Six, what's Tom's favourite day of the week? Number seven, who's the last podcast member I'd want to be stuck on a desert island with? Eight, favourite colour? And last two are uni-based. Number nine, what was my favourite comedy module? And number 10, what was my least favourite module?
I've done mine.
Yeah, we've done them.
Yeah.
Just mark them yourselves. I am 31 years old.
Yes!
We all got that right. Nice and easy start. In football, I play on the left wing.
Oh, left winger / striker, is that okay?
What did you put?
But left field.
Left field?
That's a left field answer.
Forward / striker.
Oh, I'm going to give a point to Max.
But that could be left back.
Left field. Oh, do you know what? No points for anyone.
Yes!
Okay.
So
I know, you can get a point.
Didn't get a point.
Keep it quiet. my favourite segment on the podcast is Ryan's crying.
Yes!
Yes!
Nice.
My least favourite segment is Who's That Quote From?
Oh, of course. Yeah, one of mine.
Yeah. Fuck off, Max. That does not represent you. Who's my celebrity crush?
Enya.
Adele.
I don't have one.
It was Adele last time I asked.
Oh, because I said didn't put anything.
Yeah, because I'm not interested. I had to come up with something just to play along with
you
the segment.
You told me Adele last time.
Do I get that right?
Yeah, you can have that.
What?
I'm not really asked about Adele. I was just playing game. Yeah, yeah. My favourite day of the week is a Friday.
God,
yeah. And the last podcast member I'd want to be stuck on a desert island with.
Joe McGrath?
James?
Me?
So close. I went for Dave. I thought the guy can't even order his own dinner.
That's true enough.
I think he'd be so useless.
Dave and Dave's man.
Yeah. It was very close to being Joe, but I thought, I think somewhere Joe's got a will to live. favourite colour is purple.
Fuck.
Good. Favourite comedy module?
Comedy writing and performing.
Presenting.
It was the PRP.
What was that?
Our sketch show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
I forgot about that.
Great time.
Cheers.
Number 10.
Video project.
Video project, yeah. How many have we got?
I got 5.
5.
4.
4. What a load of fun that was. Yeah. There we go. Stephen.
It might be Max.
I don't think it is.
He's not interested.
Count them up.
Didn't even count his hand. Despondent.
I don't want your biscuits.
If I may have won.
You definitely have. No, you have.
Nothing
it's not
like
I got
more
three.
To see you tuck in.
Wow. Wowee.
Jesus Christ. It's a shopping bag with assorted biscuit. Some of them broken.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yes, God.
That looks real good.
Okay, can we show it to the viewers?
Life's like a bag of biscuits.
I want that one. That's a great biscuit.
What a treat.
You want a bite?
How much were these?
Can't say.
You stop.
5-finger discount, baby.
There's blue glove on the other one on the shit.
It's time for Bullet to the Max.
Yay. Biscuits. Bickies.
Oh, no, Matt.
Look, I'm a simple man. I work hard to provide for my family. My oldest son, Billy, just turned 19, and he has a small brother, Sam, who was born last month. They truly are the apple of me and my wife Marie's eyes. But recently, my one and only hobby has been intruded on. I love nothing more than coming home from a day's hard graft and playing with my wife. Jebs, it's my passion.
I'm so sorry, Ryan's not having his biscuit.
Folks say.
Ryan!
A little motorboat to keep me going, but no. My son needs his supper. He's a growing boy. You can't play with these. You spoil the milk. How do I get through to my son that I need my time alone? I've begged. I've pleaded. Please, Billy. Just for one night, let Daddy have a go. But he won't listen. Help me out, lads.
Good question.
Really good question.
So the 19-year-old son is chomping those boobs.
Mm.
And the dad's like, hey, share them.
Yeah.
Just for one night. Why don't we act this out? We got a father.
Yeah.
Why don't you be the dad?
Fine.
We could have the 19-year-old, the mother, and the neighbour. How are you, Darren?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. Good, thank you. I've been hearing a lot of noise. Just thought I'd come over and check everything's all right.
Everything's fine, is it? Is everything okay in your life?
Never
been better.
Oh, God.
You scumbag.
Oh.
Sorry about
you
this,
you prick,
Darren.
As well. Mind your own business.
Oh, sorry. I was just concerned.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Boys. Treat Darren with respect.
Thank you.
I treat you with the respect you deserve, and it's none.
You do respect none.
What's up, Daddy?
You know what is up?
I don't.
Daddy wants his go on the fun bags.
But this get you fuming when you haven't had your biscuit.
I am, to be fair.
Cookies and milk is his favourite.
I'm not.
Give me your milk. What the hell? Darren! In my fucked up family, you're the fucking weird one.
Well, Darren, I never had you down as a creep.
I heard some noise and...
I've always had you pegged as a wrong one.
I wanted to come round and double
check. You've been begging the neighbour, do?
I just wanted to make sure you were okay, that's all.
Darren, I am more than okay. Look at these sumptuous breasts.
They sure are.
What?
What's wrong with you?
Go find your own breasts to play with.
These are mine.
No, mine.
They're to share. Technically, they're the communities.
What?
The
communities. What the fuck is wrong with you? You fucking freak. You come over here because you hear some noises, do you?
Yes, and I was worried.
You need to start locking door.
I was worried that my friend might be
alone. Yeah, he's alone.
He had some lips smacking a bit.
And I thought, I'd better get round.
Why?
What are you doing with a tub of Nesquik? What's going on here?
Have you been waxing your arms again, you weirdo?
Yes,
you want to talk?
I did this for a reason.
I said I wanted your pubes gone, not that.
It's my job.
Have a biscuit. You're fuming when you're having a biscuit.
I'm fucking angry.
Would you like a biscuit, Darren?
No, thank you.
Yeah,
no,
fuck off.
You like those ones, Darren?
Yeah, bend over.
Me son will peg you. True and proper.
Right, well, mother and daughter better have a little chat for a second.
No mother and daughter's here, you idiot.
All right.
You coming in here?
Stop.
Take that back to number 42.
That was my bag.
No.
You're up to 42s?
Yes, I am.
What are you going in there for?
You fucking creep.
Mind your own fucking business, Darren.
You're all 18-year-old. You're about 56.
Nah, you can go into a club at any age.
Why do you spend some time in your own house?
I do spend a lot of time in my own house, but I can't hear over all the shouting, all the, ooh, boobies.
What's going on?
I hear it
constantly.
In your own home?
Boobies.
What?
I think you're hearing things.
What's happening at home?
Not a whole lot.
Is everything all right, Darren?
Darren's lonely.
Talk to us, Darren.
I am.
Sure, you're a freak.
I'm a bit lonely. Yeah.
But why are you a freak?
Not quite.
What about your flatmate, Dave?
He's paid off the mortgage.
He left years ago. What? Boobs. So,
Darren!
It's really inappropriate, Darren.
You've potty mouthed.
Can we take this off the street, please?
All I hear is you shouting, yes, mummy.
Supposed to be a Jubilee party.
Yes, mummy, your breasts. Constantly. I'm sick of it.
I don't shout that.
I never hear that.
It. Keep the noise down.
Fuck off.
I wear headphones when he sucks them. I love my podcasts.
And I'll suck for hours in silence.
He does. Darren, what's wrong?
I'm not happy about any of this.
Were you a formula boy, were you?
I wasn't even in the start. I was written into this start, you know.
Darren, you've just broken our fourth wall of the house there. What's going on?
It's just been a very long day. I do apologise.
Have a biscuit.
What's happened, Darren?
I can't have any more biscuits, thank
just
you.
Just have this one.
I can't.
Just have one, man.
I can't chew anything.
Darren, you're a guest in our house, and as long as you're a guest in our house, you'll eat our biscuits.
Can I have a smaller one then, please?
No!
It'll be smaller once you start eating it.
Get out of my face!
Just have half, Darren. You're a smaller one.
You came to our bloody house.
It's as big as you think it'll be.
Please.
Give Darren a smaller fucking biscuit.
I'm scared to give you a smaller one because you bite my fingers.
There you go, Darren. You've got what you've
asked for. Darren.
You're not on your nips. Frightening.
I'm good, girl.
Darren, talk to
Thank
us.
Thank frig.
I'm going back to my house.
Sounds like you've got nothing to go home for.
I've got to tell you this. Your robe came undone about 20 minutes ago, Darren.
No!
Talk about chewing a small one.
That's fine.
It stinks as well, Darren. Yeah.
You know, have a biscuit.
Have a bicky, Darren, for your travels.
take a biscuit for the road.
I know how to keep my men happy. Oh, bloody hell, Darren, you friggin'...
What's sake, Darren? You going to clean that up?
Aye.
With your mouth.
With your mouth, Darren.
Go on, Darren.
Oh, you'll not be welcome.
Just head for the kitchen.
Make sure you take those home with me. I can't be taking them, mate. No, I'm not really supposed to have dairy.
Throw a biscuit in my fucking bag.
No, I didn't throw it.
You crushed it. You said you wanted that one as well.
Plus, it wasn't one, it was about three.
No, it's just one that you crushed.
One of each.
So to help with this issue, 19 years old, stop breastfeeding now, yeah?
Yeah.
And maybe don't play with your wife's breasts.
I don't think it's a simple case of breastfeeding. I think there's something more going on here.
It's
a ruse.
Are you sure it's your son? It could be a man.
This is it, man.
Sort of dress up.
Dad needs to wake up.
Don't trust your neighbours. Wow.
My neighbour was a bit weird.
Looking
where? Just then.
What was up with him?
Oh, I thought you meant in real life. I thought.
What's your
back in High Wycombe?
Oh no, yeah. Quite normal in High Wycombe, actually. Ish.
He was quite coy, Darren, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
I didn't like him.
No, what do you think his issue was, Ryan?
I think he just got asked too many questions.
Really?
He got asked.
Does he not like being questioned?
No. You know, he was there to observe some.
Why was he there to
Should
observe?
Should be in someone else's house observing.
So he's
in his own home. He's hearing sexual screams.
If you went home and there was just someone in your house observing, wouldn't you ask them questions?
Would you think, oh, fair enough, he's just there to observe? Yeah, or would you say, what the fuck are you doing?
Why did we ask questions? There is method to this madness.
You're so right. You're so right.
This is basic improv. You should do a course on it.
Yeah.
And?
Oh, that's golden.
Yes.
It's now time for the final question. It's the final question. Would you rather copy the movements of everyone you speak to or copy the accent of everyone you speak to?
Movement.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're sat in maybe a big speech.
Yeah.
And the person's going like that, they're talking, and you're just sat there doing everything they're doing.
I'd prefer that to if I'm speaking to someone with a very heavy accent and then I'm just doing
it. Heavy?
I think you can get away.
I'm allowed to say that more.
Not if it's really spot on, though. You good at accents?
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
You get into a confrontation, they're going, and you're just doing it back.
But if I'm in a confrontation, I'll be like, I wouldn't care about the other person like that.
Okay, let's go to like one of the worst scenarios.
It just have to be like a stranger.
A young disabled boy.
Fuck's sake.
Okay, so what?
Yeah, but I'd rather.
No, so the boys.
Timing, by the way.
The boy's being, noisy, and his disability is such that there's movement involved, which is the worst one.
I had this
mimic
at Q Not Q the other day.
Great service, though. He had a little suit on.
Just firing peanuts out his nose at the cheapos. So copy movements.
Yeah.
I was once on a train journey sat opposite a guy from Liverpool, and over the course of the journey my voice got more and more Scouse, and yet he felt more comfortable with me. Yeah. Maybe that would work for any accent.
You'd hope so.
You're in Tesco, the person next to you drops to the floor and starts having a massive epileptic fit.
Are you buying your best clothes? Let's all
go to Tesco's.
Maximise his best clothes.
Na na na.
He switched it on us.
Yeah?
He's good crafty then.
Go to Slater's.
What does the F stand for on the back?
My little suit.
Forehead.
So tickling. You do jump quite easily, mate.
I hate being tickled.
Do you?
Yeah.
What about this?
Yeah.
Didn't even touch him. Do you want a biscuit, by the way?
Well, you're in work in 5 minutes, mate.
The F.
How are you getting to work? Are you walking?
I'm going to have to.
I think.
This is
technically a job and you've dragged it out.
I am going to have to go. I'm really sorry, guys.
Ryan!
Do you want a biscuit before you go, mate?
Yeah, you have
go
to.
Go on, have a biscuit as you sign off. Go on. Look at this one.
Oh, that's perfect.
Look at that one.
Look straight into the camera.
Down it. We like to eat with Ryan because Ryan is our mate.
And Ryan likes his biscuits.
Finish it on camera.
He also likes to eat eight.
Ryan.
Don't spit that out, Ryan.
Love you. Bye.
Well, there you have it, guys. Yeah. This has been the 20th episode. Seriously?
Yeah,
God, we're episode. Still going. Still trundling along. I've been joined by Tom Looney.
Looney.
Pleasure as always.
Max Smith.
Maxie.
Ryan Locke. Stay safe. Stay humble. Ciao.